Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. And of course, I'm here tonight with Brian Sant, the technician of the NJGHS and producer of The Deadline.
The mobile deadline.
Yes, yes. But this is good. This is a nice space we're in tonight.
Yes.
I think we've relocated the studio. We're still in Easton, Pennsylvania, but in a much nicer, homey, comfy surrounding.
I know. Listen to it.
I am so beautiful. No, we're not in the rainforest.
Not yet.
No. Next week, no. So how are you, Brian?
Very tired.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. This rainy weather doesn't help either. It's like, it was just a good snoozing day. And
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
You know, some of us work.
Well, I worked.
Yeah, no, you worked last night.
Ooh, that's not work.
Yeah, really, you're not even getting paid for it.
Oh, man. Anyway, no, I had an enjoyable evening. My guy and I finally got to watch the part one and part two of season two Supernatural finale.
Ah.
Yeah, so he's all done with season two. He's like, so when does season three come
and
out?
And what the hell is happening?
With what?
Because, like, Thursday coming up, usually it would be a rerun, Smallville, Supernatural.
Yeah.
Supernatural's not on.
I know. And it wasn't on last week either, right?
Last
week it was.
No, last week was two of them.
Two of them?
They didn't run Smallville last week. They ran two Supernatural. They were both repeats.
Oh, okay.
No, it's everything's been repeats, but it's...
Well, the other one was a new one. The one, because my
the
DVR
one, the week
kicked,
before that.
But that was the week before, right?
Right
where they pull open their shirts and they have the tattoos?
Yep.
Okay.
But, and then I read an article. It looks like they may cancel Reaper.
Well, why? I mean, it didn't even get a fighting chance with the writer's strike.
They're looking at as one of the possible cancellations.
Oh, that's
I was like, that's an awesome show.
It is. People, if you get to catch, that's on the CW, right?
It's on Tuesdays, but that's what's coming up on Thursday.
Oh, brand new one?
No, it's a repeat.
Another repeat, yeah.
I think they said they have like three or four more episodes that they previously shot that they'll be showing, but they don't know if they're going to continue shooting.
That's a shame. See, it must be that Zoc character, because remember he was on Dead Last, and I love that show, and it ran for so many shows. Like, 5 of the 10 shows that they shot aired in the United States. The other 5 still aired in Canada, and then it was gone.
Well, it was funny, because I think there was 10 shows that they listed, and I was going through all the shows. I'm like, don't watch that, don't watch that, don't watch that. And then I was like, no, not Reaper.
And I wish my Pushing Daisies would come back, because that was really good. The writing on that was great. You know? Did you see that one?
Nope, never saw
that. That's the one where the guy has the ability.
I think I saw the previews, but I just never
able to
caught
someone,
it. You
can touch someone or something that's dead, bring it back to life, but he only has 60 seconds, and he's got to touch him again and put him back to dead permanently. If he goes beyond that 60-second mark, he can never touch that person again because then they would die completely.
Ah, okay.
And when he goes beyond the 60-second mark, which he did with his first love, he brought her back to life and didn't have the heart to touch her again and kill her again. So he can't touch her at all and have no console. He's in love with this girl and he can't reach her, can't touch her. And going beyond that 60-second mark, then something else has to die.
Gotcha.
So they were in the funeral home when he brought her back to life, and by not touching her again within 60 seconds and putting her back to dead, the funeral parlor director was in the bathroom and had a heart attack and died in her place. So now this pie maker can't touch his loving girl, the girlfriend, that girl that he's in love with, and
boy,
it's pretty funny. Yeah, but they had really good writing on it. In any event, so yeah, that's a shame. I want to see a new Supernatural. You don't think they're going to cancel Supernatural?
No. They're definitely not going to cancel that, but what can
you do? Yeah. Oh, so guess what? We have a Burlington County prison investigation. There's two teams that will be dispatched, one on May 10th and one on May 24th. It's from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m., so you got to go to the witching hour till midnight. It's $45 per person. You can register right from the homepage of the NJGHS.net site with PayPal, and we also take MasterCard and Visa. This is being put together in cooperation by John Balancic of Garden State Paranormal Research. The teams will only have 6 investigators on each team for each date, so There's only one team for each date of six people, so it's going to sell out very quickly. You're going to be able to use the Garden State Paranormal's IR video. What's that, infrared?
Yes.
Yeah, infrared video and wireless audio equipment. You can take away the audio and infrared video evidence copies for your own review. You can have complete private access to the prison and historical and hauntings tour. So it's really, really cool. John wrote up a lot of the quickie background on the Burlington prison. It says, just one of the haunted tales from Burlington prison. Joel Clough, I don't know if I'm reading that right, Clough or Clough, brutally stabbed his girlfriend to death with a knife. Sentenced to death, he escaped from the prison but was quickly recaptured. He spent his final days in the death row cell known as the dungeon. Clough was hanged in 1833. Shortly after his death, guards and inmates heard moaning and the sounds of rattling chains from the empty cell. They also claimed to see apparitions and items levitating in the cell. During the restoration of the building in 1999, workers reported strange events such as loud noises, voices, and quick temperature changes. Missing items turned up in rooms the workers had not even entered. These and many other inexplicable events have drawn dozens of paranormal and ghost research teams from across the country to the museum to investigate. And you'll hear so many other of the stories and so forth that night, as well as getting that opportunity for 4 hours in such a concentrated small team to do all the investigating. I'm probably going to be heading down there ahead of time. You know, I have to, because to wait to May 10th is too late for my book, you know, because the book is due the end of that month. So I'm going to go down sooner and meet with Marissa and take a tour and interview her and do all that stuff for the book, because I'm definitely including the prison. And I guess I should warn you guys that as John has pointed out, when Ghost Hunters on Sci-Fi comes back on the air, you know, I think they're starting up in a week or two. They're going to be back on Wednesday nights with new shows.
Yeah, it's either this week or next week.
Yeah. And one of their shows is going to air, and it's them going to Burlington County Prison Museum. So at that point, you can pretty much bet it's going to be tough to get in there after that. So John was very smart to push and get these two dates locked in for us.
Well, it's kind of funny. I guess they did a whole bunch of ones around there, down there, because they also did Fort Mifflin.
Right.
So that's also going to be airing, like, right after it.
Yeah,
I guess. Maybe even the same night.
Yeah, maybe, because it is close, right?
Yeah, Burlington and Philadelphia right next to each other.
Yeah.
Just across the bridge.
So, so thanks to John for putting all that together. And in case you tune into this, there's an internet radio show called Spirit Team Paranormal Universe Radio.
Not as good as ours, but...
Well, I'm going to be on that show on Friday, March 14th from 8 to 10 with the host, Doug Kelly. He runs his group called Spirit Team, and they're out of Tampa, Florida. The link is www.sgradio.us/forum. I'll definitely put this link on our deadline page, so... You know, definitely look it up, because March 14th, if you want to click on that link, you can log in and hear the show with yours truly there. I have no idea what I'm in for, because I haven't had a chance to listen to what the show and what the format is like and, you know, what they're expecting of me. But they've put up my little picture and bio, and who knows, you know. Oh, sorry, I got the sniffles. My allergies have, ever since we did that hotel Sunday night, I've just been on allergy friggin' overload. Oh, everywhere I go, and people are like, are you sick? I'm like, no, you know, it's just, I don't know, the mold in that basement. He's going to have a hell of a time cleaning out that basement if he wants to really make it functional and safe for people.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I'm sure it took them a while to renovate the rest of the place, so it's just time.
Yeah, yeah, but that was neat.
Yeah,
you know, have you looked at your evidence yet?
Not yet.
This was the Hotel Belvedere that Dina Tirico, Brian, and Elaine Macklin and I investigated this Sunday night, which was March 2nd. And the owner's son, Adam Deutsch, is the one who contacted me. I had met with him the Thursday prior during the day, and I took some day shots and picked up some information. He toured me around the place in the daytime, so... And gave me some of the history and different things. And so I briefed you guys on it, and we went in and investigated. I'd like to take him up on his offer to go back when there's really nobody else staying in the hotel, and we can stay late at night and just make it all lights out because he had a guest that night. He couldn't do a full lights out. But
well, I was actually telling my father about it, and he has a friend who's Irish and apparently is really wealthy.
Oh,
and
is that like a rare thing? Or
I guess. But he during the warmer months, he wants to stay around Belvedere. He's looking for a place to rent.
Wow.
I told my father, I was like,
Go right there.
And I said, I'm sure if you say, you know what, I want to prepay or whatever for 3 months, I'm sure they'll even give you a break on the rate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I heard Adam the day I was there. This guy called up and he was like, well, I could do 99 a night, you know, or he was negotiating. So
yeah. So, I mean, my
and it's, you can get a suite. So you'd be set with the little kitchen area and everything.
So my father said, when the guy comes back, when it gets warmer, he said, he'll drive up with him one day and show him the place. And
yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah, I forget which weekend Adam was telling me. If he said it's the second or third weekend after Labor Day. It might be the second weekend or the weekend right after Labor Day weekend is when they have the big Victorian weekend in Belvedere. And I've gotten flyers on this and invited several times over the years, whether it was through Dina or this one woman who headed up the Belvedere Women's Club who booked me for a presentation. And it looks beautiful. She said the whole town just participates. Everybody, and Adam was telling me this too, they all get dressed up in the Victorian, you know, turn of the century clothing. And there's all kinds of crafts of the time period that you can buy, whether it's lace and different things. And they go all out, and he was telling me they get between 10,000 and 12,000 people, tourists, who descend on that tiny little town just for that weekend. And so I'm like, wow, it'd be neat
to
see.
Well, if you ever got that back room finished up, hey, that might be a good place for conferences.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I forgot about Arco. Yeah. And there's quite a bit to do out in our area.
Yeah.
You know, haunted-wise. I mean, that's why I'm glad we're having the Paranormal Intensive again back in Hackettstown because, you know, you just go right up the road, 15 minutes up the road, and there's Shades of Death Road and Ghost Lake, and you can go out, I mean, just the churchyards and stuff. And
so?
It's pretty cool.
Who knows?
Yeah. So you want to do meeting announcements?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Let's see. First one up at bat is the Northwest Division. That's on March 18th. That's headed up by team leader Dina Chirico in the Community Center, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. This month, she will have special guest speaker David Roundtree presenting on ghost hunting equipment basics. David Roundtree is a member of the NJGHS and also formed his own group, Skylands Paranormal Investigative Team. So thanks to Dave for coming out to do that. The Northeast Division is on March 27th, and that's headed up by team leader Laura Lindemann in the Bogota Recreation Building located at 162 West Main Street. And then we have the Central Jersey Division on April 2nd, first Wednesday of the month. That's headed up by team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish in the Hazlitt Library located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt, New Jersey. Now, all meetings start at 7 and end at 8:30, and they're free and open to the public to attend. You don't have to be a member. If you're, you know, sitting on the fence, not sure if you want to be a member of the NJGHS, go to the meeting. If it seems like it's a good fit for you, you can pay for the membership then and there by cash or check. Or you can go back home and go on our website, njghs.net. There's a PayPal link, and it takes MasterCard and PayPal. And you can do it right there. Membership is lifetime, so, you know, it's a pretty good deal. Or you can send in a parashare and get membership for free, right, Bri?
Yeah, okay.
Well, that said, we're going to take a break. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's Drive Time Paranormal Broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemons.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter. Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Okay, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net.
Just send it.
Just send it. I mean, to thedeadline@njghs.net, to laurah@njghs.net, to brian@njghs.net. I don't care. Just send it.
Dina was telling me, she says, oh, people come to the meetings and they tell me the stories. I said, bring your audio recorder with you.
Yeah.
I said, just tape it.
Really, if that's the only way we're going to get this kind of, you know, because, man, it's like pulling teeth. I can understand it, though. You know what? It's so much easier to go to the meeting and just say, oh, yeah, I had this and blah, 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 and it sparks your memory and you yep. start spieling. It's very different to go to the computer and, like, physically, you know, like, I'm more of a writer, that you know, so for me, it's much easier to, I'm more at home to sit down and bang out a and I'm amazed. Sometimes I stand back and I look at my emails. I'm like, God, they look so long. But it's because I'm built that way. I'm built more for writing.
You're a blabbermouth.
Yeah. And I write just like, you know, you can read my emails and it's like I'm standing there talking to you, right? I think.
Well, there's some other wording in there that isn't used, but yeah.
But so I have to realize that maybe not everybody feels comfortable with sitting down and just typing out, you know, and it's there. But you know what, people, I've told you this in the past. If you're more comfortable with spieling, do what that one woman, Margaret, did that time, right, from Georgia.
Yes.
She recorded it as an MP3 and attached it to an email, and we played it right on the show. So she told her story.
That's why I told Dina, start bringing her her audio recorder with her. And the people start telling you, say, hold on, click.
Click. There you go. You know, it's not, and we can work with that, Dina. It's not a problem. People, if you don't want to do that, if you're like technophobic, then dial the e-voice number and say, Laura, can you call me back? And then I'll call you back, put you on speakerphone with my digital recorder, and I'll record you. You know, it's not that difficult. Okay. And I'll still give you the credit, because here's the deal. For each Parashare you submit and we read on the show, or you tell on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, and only one credit is necessary, so that's like your $20 value. Or you may cash in 10 credits for a natal chart, and that's a $75 value. We'll keep track of the Parashares and let you know when you hit 10, and then you can send me your birth date, time, and place, and I will send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes, too.
Now, I have a question.
Yes.
Did you pre-read this?
No.
All right, I'll turn away.
I scanned through it. I had to go through it enough to, like, because when I brought it in from the email into Word,
right,
it had way too many, like, breaks between the paragraphs, and it was all over the place. So I had to clean it up in terms of formatting for printing. But, yeah, you're right, I didn't. I was doing all the technical formatting and not proofing.
I'll turn my head then.
I think... Is this from my buddy in Florida?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Then this should be pretty kosher. Okay. It says, hi, Laura and Brian. I wrote you back in October, November about my daughter's encounter with the ghost woman of Spring Hill, Florida. At that time, I promised I would write back later. Unfortunately, I have had trouble getting your podcast from iTunes. And he's the second person to tell me this. Somebody else wrote me an email saying, oh, wow, you guys are back on the air. I'm getting you on iTunes again. So apparently iTunes dropped us for a while for whatever reason. But people, we have been doing the show weekly, you know.
Maybe because we went X-rated for a couple of weeks.
We did not. Although Chris was giving me crap. He was like, oh, you know, you cursed on the last show. He's like, you said this. I'm like, I did. Well, whatever. It was still PG-13, right? And I think the one word I knew was bad and it was going to come out of my mouth. And I even whispered it to kind of, like, somewhat edit it. But well, that was weird. Did you hear that? Or maybe it's my headphones. I don't know. I just had a weird warbly sound in my left ear. Anyway, so iTunes got us back on track. And people, you can always get it right from our website, you know, on the Deadline page or through Podcast Alley. Anyway. But everything is up and running again. I played that previous episode for my daughter, and she was so happy to hear her story and told me she was going to write up some of the other encounters she had so she could send them in herself. Good, because then she'll get a natal chart. Anyways, I have a parashare for you, which I thought was rather appropriate to post now, as you are planning a ghost trip to New Orleans. Well, newsflash. The New Orleans trip is gonzo, right, Bri?
It's a bust.
Yeah, we didn't get enough head count, so we're not dealing with it. Okay, anyway, back on track to parashare. My wife, Leona, and I, yes, Leona Leone, that's cute, made our first trip to New Orleans several years back. In fact, we left New Orleans the week before Katrina hit. Wow. Anyways, while in New Orleans, my wife and I went on a ghost hunting expedition that took us to an old abandoned house used exclusively for nighttime ghost hunts. We were equipped with temperature meters and divining rods and split into teams to investigate the house. Ooh, wow. The tour guide did not tell us anything about what was supposed to be haunting the place until after the evening, so that we would go in with no preconceived notions. See, now isn't that what I tell people when I put together a team? I don't want you looking stuff up ahead of time, and right?
Yes, Mom.
Yes. We started off the evening with me using the divining rods. We started asking the basic questions, is anyone there, can you make yourself known, etc. And the rods would cross or uncross in answer to the questions. I tried to make the rods cross on their own, but they were too loose for me to cause to cross or uncross, so he couldn't make them do one or the other. At one point, I decided to close my eyes, and I swear I saw a little blonde-haired girl standing in front of me crossing and uncrossing the rods. When we left, I asked the tour guide about her, and she said that she was one of the ghosts who was supposed to haunt the place. Wow. I do not know if it is possible to see with your eyes closed, but I swear I could see her. It's called using your third eye, basically. When you do that, you're just relying on the third eye to see with. Also, at another point, my wife was using the rods and asking questions to a maid, and it's M-A-I-D, you know, like a maid, housekeeper, that was supposed to be there. We discovered she was a maid through trial and error and asking questions, as well as my seeing her with my eyes closed. And this was later confirmed by the tour guide as well. And somebody came up behind her and started to tickle her. However, there was nobody there. Now, who's he mean? Who tickled who? The tour guide got tickled by somebody?
No, I think it's just somebody. Something.
Oh. But tickle who?
His wife.
Oh, okay. Later on in the night, we were downstairs and talking with the maid again. Being avid ghost hunter fans, we knew that spirits could affect the temperature of a room, resulting in cold spots. It was a sweltering hot night as we were there in the end of summer, and the house had no electricity and no air conditioning. And my wife asked the spirit if she could cool her off, to which she moved the divining rods to signal a positive response. Immediately thereafter, there was a sudden drop in temperature where my wife was standing. She had goosebumps. This temperature drop was confirmed by the temperature gauge we were using. Also, I felt the air around her, and you could feel a shift in temperature. Wow. A couple of the other ladies in our group asked the same of the maid, and they were cooled off as well. Anyway, this was the end of this parashare, but I do have others that I will send in the future. Until then, hail to the king. You had to throw that in for Brian. Joseph Leone of Tampa, Florida. Joseph, thank you so much. And he wants to have membership sent to his wife, which I will gladly do. I think that's very nice of him. So Leona is going to be our latest member of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. So how cool is that?
Very nice.
And you know, that's a good idea when you're sitting there sweating to death. Say, hey, ghost, you want to come over and cool me off a bit? And that's pretty cool. So, yeah, I'm bummed that you won't get to do New Orleans. But, well, like I said, eventually we'll get down there because I am going to need to get away.
I'm not worried about it, but we're looking into some other possibilities right now, too.
Oh, really? Other places to travel to? Uh-huh. What about something close, even if we went up to, like, Beardsley Castle in New York?
Relax.
Okay.
Relax.
I'm relaxed.
Dina and I are kind of talking about some places.
Oh.
So,
really?
Yep.
Anything local or?
Not like, you know, 2 miles away. You know, we're thinking maybe Waverly.
That's pretty far. Isn't that Ohio?
West Virginia, I think.
Oh, right. Okay.
I mean, it wouldn't be just like a day trip, you know? Go down like, leave maybe Friday night.
West Virginia, that's far.
6 hours.
That's far.
Hey, share the driving.
Really? No, I still want to get down to San Antonio. I've got so much to do down there. You know, I think that Astrodome, and then the Alamo, and the Black Hope Curse, and then the bus crash of those little kids, and
Well, as soon as you hit the bestseller list, you can go down.
Yeah. I think it's my second book that's going to be the bestseller. The title's going to be There's One Thing Worse Than a Husband, and That's an Ex-Husband. Nothing ghost-related, although they do come back to haunt you, let me tell you. All right, we're going to take a quick break. So, what do you do when you catch a ghost?
Burn that bridge when I come to it, I suppose.
Meet Irving Rehnquist.
So, do you still go for any young thing in a little skirt that'll take you?
You're not the sharpest tool in the shed, are you?
An out-of-work, out-of-shape paranormal investigator.
You've been giving me nothing, Irving. Your focus is shifting off this project.
That girl, Dottie, she has a ghost.
We have something!
Can I come tonight?
Do you want to come on an investigation?
Oh, yeah. This is no time to
lose your head. All right, remember the strategy.
Try not to talk at all if I can help it.
So we split up.
Is that okay?
No, that is not okay. That means I'm going to eat something that's going to turn into a giant worm.
Mommy.
Or maybe I'm going to look into a mirror and I'm going to see something there on my face and it's going to make me pick at it until I'm pulling my skin off.
You don't believe that crap, do you?
Hey, you're a ghost hunter, okay? You chase after ghosts and UFOs.
Irving Rehnquist, Ghost Hunter. Series premieres October 31st, only at IrvingRehnquist.com.
Attention, paranormal investigators in New Jersey and beyond. Be warned, this is not a parafest and not a social conference. This is Intense. The Paranormal Intensive 2008 is coming to Hackettstown, New Jersey on Saturday, September 20th. This all-day event will offer workshop after workshop to hone your skills and broaden your investigative knowledge of the paranormal. Pick and choose the workshops you want at only $25 each. You can register online at www.njghs.net/paraintensive.html using PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa. That night, enjoy a buffet dinner and spirit circle with Jane Doherty, psychic medium at the haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse in Hackettstown. This event is $60 per person and includes the dinner, tax, tip, and spirit circle in the private dining room on the second floor of this former hotel where the young, distraught girl drowned in the bathtub and haunts this place to the day. Seating for this event is severely limited, so register online ASAP. The Paranormal Intensive 2008, September 20th, Hackettstown, New Jersey. Be there.
Hey, it's time for Haunted Trivia. This is your favorite time, isn't it, Brian? Don't you love Haunted Trivia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So freaking easy.
Well, you got the script. All right, last week's Haunted Trivia, you were asked, what is the name of these peculiar death omen lights that bob over the ground and stop at houses where death is imminent? The answer, corpse candles. And we had a winner. Congratulations to Mark Bylancic. He won True Tales of Ghostly Encounters. I shipped that out the other day. And, you know, Joseph Leone, the nice gentleman who just sent us the PowerShare that we had, he won the week before, on the February 22nd upload, with the answer of James Kidd, so he got the Bone Chillers book that was shipped out to him.
Very nice.
So, congratulations, guys. This week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of kind of somewhat challenging. Responding to burglar alarms is no strange feat for police. However, having a local policeman named Jim Foley write this is. He wrote, "It is highly recommended that any officer entering this house act according to his or her feelings. In other words, if you feel like running, please do so. Screaming will also be allowed. It is requested, however, that upon exiting the house, you at least slow down long enough to open the door and not go through it." Now, this house is home to phantom footsteps and the full-body apparition of a man in a nicely tailored suit. Basically, the spirits are playful, almost childlike. What is the name of this happily haunted home in Cape Cod, Massachusetts? And be the first person to send the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net. And you'll win the 2008 Llewellyn Astrological Calendar, complete with monthly astro highlights and moon phases. It retails for $12.99, so not a bad deal. So make sure, if you can tell us this happily haunted home on Cape Cod, Massachusetts, you will win that beautiful 2008 calendar.
Boy, so that's someplace we have to investigate.
Yeah, but there's so much. There's just, you know, you can just trip over the stuff nowadays. So I you know, I'm glad to see people are still booking on the 2008 Paranormal Intensive. That's good. That's good. I'm glad. I want to see that come to fruition because that's going to be a really intense day, but fun, you know, and it's ending that night with the Spirit Circle with Gene Doherty at the Haunted Charlie Brown's and having dinner. That's going to be awesome. So definitely get to our njghs.net/paraintensive. I can talk, sure. Paraintensive.html. Anyway, the link is right. It's in our actual, our navigation bar right on the homepage of njghs.net. You'll see Paraintensive. Just click on it. Keep checking this page because we'll be adding workshops, hopefully. I'm waiting to hear back from a couple other potential presenters. And anyway, the workshop's like $25 per person, so you can plan your day the way you want it. Instead of like paying a huge Mongo conference price and sitting through stuff you don't want to deal with, we've designed this so you pick and choose what you want and just pay and attend what you want. And the presenters will be there, so if you know, when they're not presenting, if you want to buy their books and get them to autograph it, that's an option as well. And then, of course, like I said, we have dinner in Spirit Circle at the Haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse that night with the famous psychic medium Jane Doherty. You can visit her on the web at janedoherty.com. It's D-O-H-E-R-T-Y. And the Spirit Circle runs from 7 to 10 p.m. It's only $60 per person. That includes the Spirit Circle, the buffet dinner, tax and tip. No alcohol, obviously. But that seating is limited to 25 people, so you might want to jump on that quickly. The workshops, we can take up to 100, so I'm not worried about that. In fact, that we do have to hit minimum of 30 people on the workshops or we cancel it, because I did promise the presenters I'm not going to make them come out for less than that, because it's not worth it with travel and time and everything. So stay tuned to the njghs.net website. Don't forget to sign up for the njghs.net.
Wow.
I know, this is... I probably need more Sudafed. I think it's just, you know.
Something.
NJGHS Yahoo Groups. That's how you get the latest and greatest info blasted. Oh, you know what?
What?
I almost forgot the most important thing. It's a new month. It's March. I've been begging people to vote for us on Podcast Alley. I printed it out. This time, not only did we best our best in terms of hitting in the top 10, we hit number 4. For a brief shining moment, the deadline was number 4 on Podcast Alley.
We're like a phoenix. We had that one brief blinding flame,
and then
we're ash.
Yeah. And I printed it out this time with no KY Jelly ad on the sidebar, so that was very cool.
Damn.
But yeah, we hit number 4, and at last count we were at number 23, so we were still in the top 25, which is not bad. But people, please go to podcastalley.com. You can get the link from the homepage of njghs.net. You can get the link from the deadline page on the njghs.net website, and you'll see Podcast Alley. Click on it and cast your vote. If you have different ISPs, if you got a work computer and a home computer, vote from both of them, and... You know, keep our ranking up there, because now it's a new year, too, and if we can maintain a higher average, that'll really help, because the more we're in that top field, the more we show up on some of those listings on the side,
right,
you know, of other podcast pages, which would drive more hits to our site. It really, it's very beneficial, so please do that. Please vote for us, please. Please, please, please. Right? Tell them, Brian.
That little please doesn't work. Vote, goddammit.
Whoa! Ooh! Ooh! Thy Lord's name in vain, I do declare.
I'm going to hell anyway.
Ratio. Okay. So make sure you do that. Stay tuned to our site and join the Yahoo groups. And if you want membership, you can definitely do that from the homepage as well. So thanks again to the wonderful Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
As always, we'd like to thank and recognize our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Dina Chirico, and Laura Lindemann. And of course, thanks to all of you for listening and voting. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.